Hi, and welcome to the PodMag. I'm Karen Foley, and I have no idea where Dave Middleton is. Strangely, someone has been spring cleaning in here. I just can't believe it would be Dave. I really must find another presenter. Perhaps one who was on time occasionally and who didn't normally leave things in such a mess. Anyway, as Dave isn't here, I'll do the whole thing myself. It'll be better anyway without his silly interruptions.
Oh, morning, Karen. It's looking very spruce in here, I must say.
Where have you been? Couldn't you just try once to be on time? And don't give me any stories about being locked in.
Hold on, I thought we agreed that you wouldn't hold a grudge.
No, you agreed I wouldn't hold a grudge. Anyway, I must say that I like the spring clean you've given our studio. Although I can't seem to find a thing. I'm sure I put my copy of Shoes Weekly down here somewhere.
Oh, that wasn't me, Karen. Eugenie was chatting to me the other day when I was trying to avoid the Dean's security detail, and she offered to give the place a good clean.
That's very nice of her, Dave. I can see that she's also cleaned away our chocolate and mince pie supply.
Yeah, she's done an excellent job, hasn't she? Anyway, she's even said that she's going to make a complaint about having to share her cleaning cupboard with us. So you never know, we might just get a brand new location.
She may not have to. Look, this came this morning.
What's this? Oh, a letter from the head of estate, Baron Hardup. Oh, that's nice. He says he was listening to the PodMag.
Read on, Dave.
Oh.
Oh, indeed. He heard your comment about this place being unfit for human habitation and we have 48 hours to move out.
Oh, no. What'll become of us? I'm too young to be homeless.
Yes. Well, they're going to offer us a new place.
Well, on a positive note, Karen, we've finally been getting some mail.
Thanks very much, listeners. It has made Dave very happy indeed, and he's even answering most of the mail himself.
Yes, I am. It's good to know that you're enjoying the PodMag, listeners.
So we're going to read out some of our mail. First, we have a letter from Kerry Sharp, who says, after catching up on all my studies over the Christmas holidays, I finally had a chance to listen to the PodMag and the Student Life audio programmes. I found myself grinning and chuckling at some points from the presentation style of the PodMag. It's so cheerfully recorded and a real joy to listen to. Well, thank you very much, Kerry, and I think it's a pleasure to record, don't you, Dave?
I do. I can't think of anyone I'd rather spend an afternoon in a room with.
Indeed. Well, Kerry goes on to say, it also surprised me how fondly I felt about DD 101 and starting my study journey. P.S. That Ted chap in The Student Life is a real motivation killer. Nobody needs somebody around him like that when they're trying to study. I quite agree, and thank you very much for your email, Kerry. Dave, who have you heard from?
I can't believe that people don't like Ted. Yeah, I think he's a wonderful chap. Anyway, I've had an email from Adam Jacobs who says, dear PodMag team, PodMag sounds interesting. Is it possible to subscribe to the podcast via RSS? For those of you who don't know what RSS stands for, that is really simple syndication, and it means you'll get the PodMag delivered direct to you. At the moment, Adam, it isn't possible. It's something we're working on. As soon as we can, we'll let you know. Thanks for your email.
Well, we've had that echoed by Antonio Miller, who's written to us. He's been studying with the OU for 3 years and says, thank you for the PodMag and the Student Life. They're very interesting. And he has a question, which is, will the audios of the Student Life and the PodMag be sent on a weekly basis to students involved in the OU? So I think a lot of interest there on people subscribing to the show.
I think there is. One of the reasons why we're not sending out lots of stuff via email is so that we don't clutter up your inbox with huge files. But we're looking at ways of getting the PodMag to you more easily. And I've had an email from Peter Stedman. And Peter's an OU student studying DD 101. And he says, I came across PodMag the other day by accident whilst trying to resubscribe online to PoodMag. Oh, dear. I'll send you the subscription details later, Peter. Anyway, he goes on to say, anyway, I'm now a fan of your show and I'm looking forward to the workshops and conferences. They sound really interesting and I can't wait to meet you, Peter. So keep listening to find out more about the workshops and the conference.
And finally, we have a letter from Deirdre McIntyre. She says, I've been listening to the first two PodMags and I'm definitely interested in attending the conference, primarily because of the prospect of hearing Meg Barker speak about her work on relationships. Now, interestingly, Deirdre contributed to the research by filling in one of the questionnaires. Very interesting, and it's great to see research coming full circle. She goes on to raise the point, I think it's important to get information out there that you might not actually find your prince and the chemistry may not always be perfect, but you can have a great working relationship. Very sound advice, Deirdre.
Yeah, thanks for that, Deirdre. And we're all looking forward to Meg's keynote speech at the conference. Well, do please keep emailing me.
Us?
Do please keep emailing us. It's been really good to have your feedback.
Anyway, Dave, I've made a list of what we need to talk to the listener about this week. The most important thing is the digital storytelling project and also give students an update on the conference. I'm also hoping that you've gone out and found someone interesting to interview.
Yeah, well, actually, Karen, I have. I managed to catch up with Jonquil Low last week. Luckily, I had my cassette recorder with me. And this is what she said.
Hi there, come in.
Oh, hi, Jonquil, how are you?
Oh, Dave, hi. I'm well, thank you. How about you?
Yes, I'm very well, and Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you too.
So, you're going to be a keynote speaker.
I am.
And what's your talk going to be entitled?
Well, it's called Why Capitalism Can't Deliver.
Excellent. Oh, well, that sounds as though it's very timely.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. You know that we are living in an era these days where the welfare state's being wound back and people are being expected more and more to take responsibility for their own financial security. And I'm deeply suspicious of this idea that the solution to everything is that people will just go away and take care of themselves, buy products in the market. It's really not going to work quite like that. There's a strong rhetoric these days that the welfare state is too expensive. But really, when we say we can't afford the welfare state, what we're really saying is we don't want to pay the level of taxation required to support the welfare state, to provide help in this way. So the idea that personal financial responsibility solves all problems just isn't true.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a fascinating talk.
Hope so.
I know a lot of people may be wondering, why do we have economists? Because no economist that I'm aware of actually predicted the state that we're in now.
Okay, so you've got your crown on. You're being the queen, aren't you? She asked the same question. And actually, the economists had quite an interesting answer. They said, oh, well, we were all looking at little bits of the system, but nobody was looking at the big system. So maybe there's a whole new breed of economists out there who are taking this big picture view and might get it right next time. But prediction is a very, very small part of economics. And, statistics suggest 50% of the time we might be right, 50% wrong.
Okay. So that explains why we're in austerity. We backed the wrong horse.
We backed the wrong horse, yeah.
Let me ask you a slightly technical question. Mm. A lot of people in Britain want us to come out of Europe. Mm-hmm. What would be the economic consequences of Britain just coming out of Europe now?
My own feeling is that actually we're probably better off within Europe, within a larger trading bloc. No country these days can escape from the global economy, so you have to trade with other partners.
So, thank you. Okay, the final question then that I wanted to ask you is for any students who are thinking about just starting out and are thinking about studying economics, what would your advice be? What would be a good starting place?
Well, if you've not studied economics at all before, I mean, within the OU context, DB123, You and Your Money, is a really great starting point because it takes personal finance, which after all affects us all. You know, we've all got some experience of some aspect. DB123, what it does is it takes personal finance but puts it in the bigger context of economics, sociology, politics. And so you get this really good hands-on introduction to those subjects and how they can help you to understand and change the world.
Excellent. Jonquil Low, thank you.
Thank you.
That's great, Dave. She sounds really interesting. I'm looking forward to her presentation at the conference.
Yeah, so am I. So, Karen, would you like to tell the listener all about our exciting plans?
Okay, Dave. So, digital storytelling. Right. Well, I had this idea that students have lots of creativity and stories about how to succeed as students.
Hold on. I thought that was my idea.
Anyway, I thought that academic insight and advice is all well and good, but wouldn't it be a good idea to know what actually works in terms of being an OU student and fitting in study around work and life? So, we're looking for some students to become our partners to make some short videos that will benefit other students.
Yeah, in fact, the Higher Education Academy thought that it was such a good idea that they awarded me a grant to do it.
Actually, they awarded us a grant, Dave. So, we thought it would be great to link this in with the Student Connections Conference and showcase the finished videos during the week.
We're looking for 6 students who would like to play around with videos and produce something for their fellow students. You'd have to be willing to travel to Milton Keynes for a couple of residential events, but you'd be producing videos with a professional team about what matters to you and how your experiences can help others.
It's a very exciting project.
So, if you think that you'd like to get involved, let us know.
Email us with the title Digital Storytelling to our usual address, podmag@open.ac.uk, and tell us a bit about you and why you're interested in this project.
OK, Karen, what's next?
The conference is next on my list. How are we doing, Dave?
Well, in previous Podmags, we've announced Meg Barker, Peter Redman, Engin Eisen, and of course, Jonquil Lowe as our keynote speakers. Would you like to announce our latest keynote speaker?
Oh, thanks, Dave. We've just heard back from our 5th keynote speaker for the conference, and it is... John Allen.
John will be familiar to many of you as he wrote the chapter on supermarket power for DD 101.
Well, unfortunately, that's all we have time for this week. We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Podmag.
Thanks for listening.
Catch you next time.